everyone. Welcome to The Mindful Chef. This is Chef Leisha, also known as the Oakland Girl. And today I'm kind of in a somber mood. I had intended to record this podcast with this subject matter, but I got some news this morning that was not so great. And I decided I'm still going to record and I'm still going to share because this message is on my heart. So here I am. And just a full disclaimer for those of you who are used to hearing my voice and even some of you who are not. Again, there's some allergies happening and I guess I just can't get away from the nasally, you know, sneezy thing. But I'm here because I have a message to share no matter what is happening with these here nasal passages and my allergy situation. First of all, welcome, welcome, welcome if you are new here, and welcome if you're returning. Thank you for returning and continuing to listen to my voice because I consider it a complete blessing. That you care enough to hear what I have to say. So let's get into it. Today's topic is girl dinner. And the reason why I decided to discuss this subject is tenfold. There's a lot happening here. But the main thing is that with the message that I received today, with the loss of a dear friend, I realized how important discussing these things is, even in the midst of, trial and trouble and your feelings, right? So here I am. Girl dinner is trending. It's trending on TikTok. It's trending on Twitter. It's trending on Instagram. And for those of you who don't know, like, I'm a social media junkie who follows all things food on social media. And I try to stay in tune with what the people have happening. So I saw this thing trending about girl dinner, which essentially is how women of all backgrounds don't take care of themselves when it comes to food. And it's a little bit of a chuckle because I had a conversation with a woman not that long ago. I won't tell you who she is, but hopefully she listens and gives me a shout out. I'm doing the heart hands right now. But we talked about how being of a certain age, we're both over 40, and no kids in the home, and what that looks like in terms of nourishing ourselves. And we both, you know, had this conversation and came to the conclusion that a handful of olives, some crackers and cheese, and some iced tea or wine or whatever is typically dinner. And that's really sad. And I thought, well, it was, you know, it's just me. I'm a chef, and unless I can get in there and really bang some pots, I'm not cooking. But I realized that when I saw girl dinner trending, that this wasn't just some fun little thing that we can laugh about that we remember seeing on Scandal, if you guys watch that, where Olivia Pope, who's played by Kerry Washington, is eating wine and popcorn, and that's her regular dinner. And I thought, oh, how tragic that was, until, you know, divorce and children moving and growing up and life changing. And I realized, oh shit, I'm doing the Olivia Pope thing, AKA girl dinner, where I have assigned value to cooking for other people, but not for myself. And as a chef, that's like super freaking tragic because I love to cook. It's my life. Food is everything, right? But I have some way, somehow associated nourishing myself in an attachment style where unless I'm nourishing someone else, I can't nourish myself. And here at The Mindful Chef, we talk about all things self-care and wanting to be better about caring for the bodies that God gave us and just understanding how important it is to to love and care about your well-being just as much as you do about your family members and your friends. So it pained me to see and hear and watch some of the conversations happening on social media about what girl dinner is. And while a lot of it is quite comical, it speaks to the condition of womanhood all around the globe and across like backgrounds. You know, y'all know I keep it 100 here, and I talk a lot about issues that plague the Black community specifically. But this is something that is happening across the board with women. And I thought it would be interesting to dissect it a little bit and to discuss it, because there's also some other stuff happening in the news, if you're not aware, between Black women who are women who are born female, as well as trans women. And I won't get into that because that's a whole ball of wax, but I will say that the parallels of womanhood and what defines womanhood and what means womanhood is really happening right now. It's a lot in the news. It's a lot in culture. And so I invite you to challenge yourself and to challenge your thinking and listen to all women, whether they are born female or not, with ears that you can hear and understand, and listen for understanding and not necessarily listen for combativeness. But womanhood is a hot topic right now. So yeah, if you're feeling brave, go ahead and challenge yourself, challenge your thinking, and go into some of these spaces with an open mind and a heart to hear. But what I want to address today is something that is specific to the caretakers and the female caretakers of our communities and our societies, and how we put ourselves on the back burner to serve others. And we prioritize the well-being of others to the degree that we will consistently put ourselves at risk. Health and mental health, physical health, and other, you know, spiritual health for the community, for our children, for our spouses, for our partners, for our mates, our extended family, our parents. Everybody else comes first. Everybody else matters more than we do. And we are not following the whole, like, put your oxygen mask on first before you try to save somebody else, because we're dying. And that's why I had to continue with recording Girl Dinner today, because Girl Dinner is bigger than some folks being really obtuse about food. It is bigger than food rules. It's bigger than eating disorders. It is a chronic condition that female caretakers have right this moment. And it speaks to how it doesn't stop at dinner. Okay? It extends into, I don't have time to work out. It extends into, I don't have time to see the dentist, the doctor, the eye doctor. For those of us who see the eye doctor and wear glasses, aka contacts and corrective lenses, we should be seeing our ophthalmologist and optometrist every year. But some of y'all are wearing glasses that are 6 years old and wondering why you still are having trouble seeing, because those glasses ain't it no more. You know, some of us have type 2 diabetes and your numbers aren't right, and yet you haven't made another appointment so that you can get an adjustment on your medication. Some of us are dealing with traumas and the transitions of womanhood, and we're not seeing our therapist. And I'm not talking about the ones who don't have access to these resources. I'm talking about a lot of us have access to these resources, and we are still not using them. We are making and scheduling appointments for our spouses, for our children. We are reminding our parents to take their medication and drink their water. And we are in social media groups talking about self-care. I had a freaking bubble bath tonight. And that is not what we ought to be doing. Self-care is not a bubble bath. Okay, self-care is knowing when something is off and taking care of it and taking action. And I have lost a few friends in the last couple of years, two as of today in the last few months. And I won't use their deaths as a way to create this sounding board of sorts for folks to have talking points, but I will just say this because I value who they were as women so much. I will say that specifically the last three losses that I have had in my friend circle have been women who put themselves on the back burner to take care of everyone else. And if there was ever a time when God was tapping me on my shoulder to tell me to get my shit together, now is that time. And I'm feeling some type of way about it because I know for a fact that I'm not the only one. I'm not. So I don't know exactly what the goal and purpose is of me speaking today other than to maybe just get this off my chest so it's not sitting there. Because I have been thinking about girl dinner for like the last week and was like, okay, I'm going to talk about it in a lighthearted, funny way, how we should X, Y, and Z. But the truth is, nothing about this is lighthearted. Nothing about this is easy. Nothing about this is funny because women, and this is when I will get specific, Black women, okay? Latin women, women of color are dying at higher rates of heart-related diseases, of type 2 diabetes, of stroke than any other demographics. We are dying. We're dying to give birth. We're dying to take care of our children. We are dying while we take care of the freaking world, and I'm tired of it. I am. This is an emergency. If you hear the sound of my voice, this is your opportunity and your chance to realize and recognize that the world needs you in it. And you have to stop prioritizing this stupid girl dinner bullshit and take care of yourself. Whatever that looks like. Because some of y'all got benefits and you're not using them. And you're coming up with excuses and reasons why you can't. It's hard. It is hard to be in therapy. I am in therapy. It is hard. It's not easy. But the result of therapy is so worth it. It is frustrating to be in the doctor's office all the time. I'm a veteran. I go to the VA, the hospital, for most of my care. It's a system, and systems were not designed to be easy for us, right? But that doesn't mean that I shouldn't participate in the system of care because I need it. I need all of it. I need all of the vitamins. I need all of the minerals. I need all of the checkups. I had a mammogram this year, and that resulted in follow-up mammograms. Apparently, I got some issues going on, right? And I'm so thankful and grateful for having the coverage, the medical coverage, and a medical team who is proactive about my care. But too many of us have access and we don't because we're afraid of what the result will be. When the reality is these preventative tests, these preventative measures that are taken are what other demographic of women who don't have access are wishing they had. They're wishing they knew. that they need to pull it together and figure it out. They're wishing they had the ability to know what their blood work looked like so that they could make the adjustment because they were blindsided. There's so many layers to it. So if you are listening to my voice and you have the ability to see your primary care physician, yes, it's annoying. It's a racket, right? Waiting for appointments, trusting the other person in the white coat, right? You don't have to trust that person in the white coat. You just hold them accountable for doing their job. You trust your higher power. You trust God that you are going to get your needs met, but you got to do something because we can't keep eating wine and popcorn for dinner and thinking that our health is going to be great. We can't keep packing lunches for spouses and children and not packing our own. This is what I mean by girl dinner, because we're out there doing it. We're making sure everybody else eats, but are we eating? We're surviving off of caffeine and marijuana and alcohol and whatever other coping mechanisms that we have, right? Because too many moms I know will drink coffee all day long and not have water and not eat a meal. Too many moms I know are coping with drugs and alcohol without putting into their body's nourishment. You know, and I'm upset and I'm sad that we are in this system and that we have these issues, but I'm also wanting to be that cheerleader that says, hey, sis, it's okay to go to the doctor. And while you're at it, make a dentist appointment because, yeah, those teeth, that is also a sign of poor health. We have to step up and take care of ourselves. We are losing each other at alarming rates. And it is so frustrating. It is, because some of this is preventable, but also if you're a spiritual person, you probably know that your time is your time, right? So there's so much to consider. And I'm not saying that anybody died because they didn't take care of themselves or anything like that. But the numbers are staggering. The numbers are alarming. The numbers are concerning. And I'm tired of burying people I love. I'm speaking from a place of experience when I say all of these things. This is a journal of sorts. Because until recently, I was not a part of the anti-girl dinner crew. I've only recently bought groceries regularly. There were always just random things in the house for me to eat, and I'd run out and grab something. Men will eat no matter what. Now, they have their issues too. Let's not, you know, gloss over that. But they're different than ours, and they're going to ensure that their bellies are full when they go to bed at night. Versus us, we're like, it's whatever. It's already too late. I might as well just go to bed. We'll get up early in the mornings to prepare and feed our families, but we don't sit at the table with them. We don't pack our breakfast. We don't pack our lunch. We don't move consciously unless we're following some diet trend that is completely out of order with the nature of things in the human body and anatomy. So it's time that we start to understand some very basics about food, health, and nutrition, and about extending our lifespan. And the first thing is just eat. Just eat, sis. You need the energy. Don't get wrapped up in the dogma. Just eat. If you're concerned about the health and wellness of your children and your spouse, and you are providing whole healthy meals for them, and then you are not eating, stop it. Stop now. And this is coming from a chef. Like, chefs, people think we eat good. No, ma'am. We are known as the service community. We are of service to everyone. So for a time, unless I was feeding someone else, I didn't care about what I ate. Because unless I had someone to serve, I didn't consider myself worthy of serving. And while I might not have used those specific words about being worthy to serve, my actions determined that I did not see myself worthy of the effort of going to the store to buy the food that I enjoyed and of taking the time to actually stand at the stove and make the food that I enjoy. Let that sink in. For a lot of us, we didn't see ourselves worthy enough of turning on the stove. Hence, girl dinner. So, I want to keep this short and sweet because, again, I have a lot on my mind. But I just wanted to illuminate and really pull your coattail, you know. Grab your hem of your garments, of your slip. Tell you your slip is showing and say, sis, make yourself some dinner tonight. Eat breakfast with your coffee. You are worth the extra effort. You are worth the extra effort of setting your appointments. You are worth the extra effort of using your PTO. You are worth the extra effort of saying no. You are worth all of those things. And to stop allowing everybody else around you to treat you like you are not guacamole, baby. Because you are. Everybody pays extra for avocados. You're worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth it. And I might have to listen to this myself again at some point because there might be another day where I don't feel like I'm worth it. But that's why I do this, right? Because right about now, I know far too many women who will get up at the butt crack of dawn to drag their children wherever their kids want to go. Who will move heaven and earth for their spouse. But when it comes to themselves, they find a reason every single time not to take care of themselves. And I need that trend to change so that the number of memorials and funerals that I am attending, it decreases. Because there are silent killers. Stress is a silent killer. You know, we can have some very loud conditions that speak loudly, but stress is the most quiet and the most deadly. Again, I'm not saying anything specific about any person or situation. I'm just saying that these are the thoughts that have come to me in the last few weeks. As I have come to understand myself better and what I want and what it means to have a softer life, what it means to actually care for self, because self-care is so trendy. It's so like, oh yeah, I took a bath, I took a nap, self-care. No, caring for self means setting doctor's appointments. Caring for self means setting dentist appointments. Caring for self means buying cute glasses because you gotta wear them every day. Caring for self means drinking water. It means that if you are willing to get up early for someone else, that you would do it for you. Caring for self means understanding that when you have a calling and a purpose on your life, you cannot fulfill the calling and purpose for your life if you are not well. Caring for self is how you achieve wellness, and achieving and maintaining wellness is an act of resistance when you are Black. So I hope that this message of hope and love is transmuted, that you can hear it in my voice, that you understand where I'm coming from in love and that you would do one good thing to care for self so that you can continue and you can do that one thing every day until you add two things, and then you're adding three things and four things. I'm starting to get really congested at this point, but if you are someone who struggles with finding the reasoning in caring for self, unless it is attached to another person, I have this one thing to give you. What would your daughter say? Maybe you don't have daughters. Maybe you have sons. Maybe you have nieces and nephews, right? But what would they say and what would they think, right? How would you respond to them if they treated themselves the way you treat yourself? Because they're always watching. And all the things that we don't realize we pass down, we really do. And as I have come to an understanding with my 19-year-old daughter, is that there are things that are passed down without our intent. And we have to do the work of repairing those things. So, why not start now? Because when you heal yourself, what's the saying? You heal 7 generations behind and 7 generations forward. All right, so let's get this healing for our legacy, for our names, for the future, for the past, and for everybody in between. Take care of yourself. Love yourself every single day. That's all I got for now, y'all. This has been the Mindful Chef. I thank you guys so much for listening to the sound of my voice, even when I am dealing with allergies and sounding very interesting. But I'm here. And if you are in need of anything, reach out. If you've listened to this and you're like, hey, I got questions, I got a topic for discussion, whatever it is, let me know. You can find me on both of my websites. One is theoaklandgirl.com or chefleisha.com. And of course, I'm all on social media platforms as The Oakland Girl. You can find me just about anywhere. I'm here. And I want us to start a revolution of true self-care. You know, that real shit, not that fake stuff, not the stuff that, you know, is made of, like, I love, and the reason why I keep bringing up baths, y'all, is because people who know me know I love baths. I love my bath time. But guess what? My bath time is not my therapist. My bath time is not going to make sure that my blood sugar stays stable. My bath time is not going to, it's not the full picture, right? It's not the full picture. It is a snippet. Let's pursue wellness together, okay? All right, until next time, this has been the Mindful Chef. I love y'all. Take care.